somebody reported that Apple was negotiating with record labels, by which I presume they mean four record labels that own all other licenses.
I can just add in to clarify that point, that as a record label boss, they haven't negotiated anything with me.
No, they haven't negotiated anything with me either.
Coke, please.
Yeah.
Coke, yeah.
Another Diet Coke, please.
Diet Coke, please.
And the idea was that they were looking at, they were trying to get agreement from the record labels that iTunes could sell 24-bit files, and it was a little bit vague as to what kind of files, but 24-bit, i.e.
Right.
decent quality, and charge a premium for it.
Right.
So my take in the blog was, surely, well, in fact, the guy, there was a guy from Universal Music Group, and he kind of said, yeah, you know, people have been robbed by this poor quality format MP3.
Facts. That's true. Yeah,
and it is true. And then my next thought was, hang on, who was it who's been selling the MP3s? Oh, yes, it was you. That was just calling it robbery. So my take is, firstly, because we've got broadband now and people can move quite large files quite easily, 24-bit decent quality files should be the standard. You know, the idea of like keeping MP3s that he admits are theft and then charging extra for decent quality files means he's admitting that he's thieving, and he's also kind of admitting that they're just going to rip people off, whereas, you know, my take is,
it's all about selling it again and again and again, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. People who've got MP3s, they've got a favourite album, there's a good chance they'll spend more to get it.
It's CD quality, which they probably already have.
Well, of course, yeah, because the original master files are 24-bit WAVs, aren't they?
Yeah.
So nobody's had to do any work.
I do think the difference between, I think there's a couple of things. One of the things is the difference between storing a 8 meg MP3,
yeah,
and storing and shifting a, what are you looking at by the time you're up to 24-bit, 100 and something meg?
Say 150.
Yeah, I don't think it's normally quite 150 meg.
No, I'm just ready, just setting meg. You up for a fall here.
120 meg. 24-bit WAV. That's a hell of a scale change. So in terms of the amount of storage, and I know storage is getting cheaper, but the amount of storage and the amount...
But seriously, how much cheaper has storage got? How much would a gig hard drive cost you 10 years ago?
For me.
But it was Cobra.
No,
Cobra.
Oh, sorry,
I'll do that.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I thought I could have one. I agree, it's got cheaper.
So much cheaper, 20 times cheaper easily.
People have terrified
10 years ago.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago...
In 2001, iTunes opened.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do think...
One 60k MP3s for 79p.
And it used to take 15 minutes to download a 5 meg MP3 over a dial-up when they first came
now,
out.
Now, storage costs nothing.
It takes about 2.5 seconds on my computer to download it at 5 meg MP3.
Comparatively, storage is easy 20 times cheaper.
Yeah, and getting cheaper all the time.
Yes. And they want to charge more for effectively less in storage and bandwidth.
Yeah. I don't object to the idea of it being more expensive. Depends on what. It depends on how much more expensive. What I would really love to see, though, is I don't want 24-bit WAV files. I know I've got lots of storage, but 24-bit WAV files are huge, and they don't need to be that huge. One of the reasons why we went for MP3 is the processing required to get from lossy compression to what you hear.
Yes.
Now, you don't have that anymore. My phone is probably more powerful than the computer I had 10 years ago.
Fact.
So, in which case, why not use lossless compression at 24-bit? You're not going to get it down to 8 meg.
Lossless compression is fine.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
but
flack.
The problem with lossless compression is flack. Flack isn't lossless.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hang on. Flack is. Sorry. Yeah, no. Flack is. Yeah. I was thinking. I know.
Although
what I was
to be
of.
Fair, it doesn't reduce the file size that much. It's like about
10%. Yeah, but it increases processing quite a bit.
Yeah.
But you could reduce it. But the real thing, if you want to go for 24-bit lossless compression,
cool.
Thank you.
If you want to go for 24-bit if you want to go for 24-bit lossless compression, what you need is for companies like Apple